In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
We celebrate today the Sunday of St. Thomas. It's also the Sunday of people staying home from church. It seems every year we go through this bright season of Pascha and Holy Week. The next Sunday, folks stay home. I can't explain that. But maybe it's apropos, because today we remember Thomas, the doubter. If you had been to Vespers last night and heard the hymns that were sung about this day, it's interesting the way the hymnographers characterize Thomas. Because they don't say that scalawag Thomas who didn't believe that Christ was risen because he had not seen him. Or what a great disappointment Thomas is. But the words they are used are almost, they're sweet. Describes his almost beautiful unbelief. Because it was unbelief that was going to blossom. It was unbelief, a little seed that was going to burst forth. This Sunday should give us all great hope. Because there's one thing for the Christian that's guaranteed. That Christ will come. How many of us going through the season of Great Lent, and especially going through day by day by day of Holy Week, felt the presence of the Lord among us? How many of us on Holy Saturday morning, as we sang that prokimenon, "Let God arise, arise, O God," didn't feel the risen Lord among us? As we came on Pascha evening in a dark church and received that light, how could we not feel Christ's presence here? The unbelief of Thomas was in God's plan. For those who would doubt the resurrection of Christ, Christ presented to Thomas and to all of us not a spirit, not a figment of our imagination, but flesh. Deified flesh, transformed flesh, transfigured flesh, but Christ Himself, fully God and fully man, as He came. We should take courage and encouragement from this Sunday. Because so often we think, I'm not worthy of seeing Christ or experiencing Christ because my faith is so shallow. I'm not sure about this. I hear what's in the Scripture. I come every Sunday and I receive Christ in the Eucharist, but I'm not sure. And yet the church celebrates, in a sense, unbelief that's waiting for belief to come. Thomas was waiting to believe. Thomas wanted to believe. Each of us Christians, perhaps our faith is not perfect, but don't we want to believe? Do we want to have Christ present with us? And have His presence with us wash away and obliterate our unfaithfulness, our unbelief, our doubt, our sins. And that's what Christ comes to do for us. It may be like Thomas, even though he wasn't sure, but he came to the assembly of those who did believe. And in the assembly of those who did believe, he found the risen Lord. It may be in our time of suffering that when there are lowest depths we think we can go, and we have no more faith and no more strength, we find the Lord is there. So often it seems it's at the end of our rope, when our strength is gone, that we find Jesus. I remember so well the story of Metropolitan Anthony Bloom in Paris, who had no faith, almost no faith, to the point almost he was ready to say, life is not worth living. I'll just end it all. He gave God one more chance. He picked up his Bible and he chose the book of Mark because it was the shortest book in the Gospels. He began to read the Gospel of Mark. And he says in his writings, as he read the Gospel, he felt and knew and perceived completely that the Lord was with him in that room. And Anthony Bloom was changed from a, at best, a lukewarm believer and probably an unbeliever to a great fervent believer like that. He became one of the great bishops of our church. Christ comes today and every day, every moment, knocking, asking to come in to our lives. We should pray for nothing else than for the wisdom and the grace and the little bit of faith to open that door. And we can exclaim like St. Thomas did, my Lord and my God. Amen.